So hello everybody, how's everybody today? This is the second episode of Ferrobus Civilizer Runs. And today, I'm DJ Matt F, or the Pharaoh Boy, or the Pharaoh Kid, or whatever Gascon call me. And how are you today, Gascon? Tell us, what will be our theme?
Yep, hello, thanks for asking. I'm doing very well, very fine. And yes, don't you ever forget, you are the feral boy, the feral kid, the noble savage. And well, today I am doing well. And I would like to remind all of our listeners that I am a native speaker of Spanish. And I am at pains struggling against this odd, savage language, namely English, which is not my native language. And it's a pain in the neck speaking and keeping a conversation in this awkward language. So if people at the Comprom can provide for some feedback, I would like to know if people are getting me well, so bad. What's the 10 for people? Snowdusk, for example.
Yeah, JWH. The same thing applies to me. If your listener still don't know this, I'm a Brazilian, and the same thing applies to me. This language. Well, Gascon is a linguist, so I never really studied English very well. So that's it.
Yeah. Very interesting. I was asking about this feral friend of ours.
number, call this number.
Are back. I had just a small issue with my connection because internet in Brazil is definitely a bullshit. Gascon, are you there?
Yes, I am. You bet your sweet savage ass I am. So, yeah, my English is kind of crappy as well because I never studied properly speaking English. The only language I can say I know besides Spanish is Romanian. And
Romanian.
Yes, cool. Romanian.
Say something in Romanian.
Some say some spell it with an O, others with a U. Romanian. I don't know what the correct.
Are you gay?
Ah, the correct form. Sweet savage ass. Come on. Listen to me, Mateus. The other day, some guy here, perhaps, was it JWH? Somebody.
Wayne. I never know who, if JWH is Wayne. Are you Wayne?
I'm
never sure.
Challenged. So somebody, perhaps JWH, challenged my definition of feral boy. Somebody said to me something like, how come you call him a feral boy? He can use a keyboard. He can use a computer, he said. okay, but this is the closest thing. It was something someone else. Okay. All you three-letter people are the same, as Handy C once said. Okay, it was some other three-letter person. Come on, people. Be a little indulgent. This guy is the closest thing we have and that we will ever have to a feral person. So, to me, as far as I am concerned, Mateus is a feral boy. Period. End of story. So, changing gears, we were talking about the
vampires.
The Romanian language. Today, the topic of today's show is Gascon and Romanian folklore, or how do you put it? Gascon Romanian mythology, because we'll talk about a lot of mythological beings. For example, there are a lot of things to say, and if our friend from the Brazilian jungle can add something from the Brazilian folklore, he is welcome to do so. But I will begin with the Romanian folklore. If I ask you, what do you know about Romanian folklore? What's the first stupid thing that comes to mind? Please. At the com prompt.
At the com prompt?
At the SDF.
You were asking me, but the first thing that popped in my mind.
Dracula. Okay. And bingo. Bingo, Snowdusk. Dracula. Those shitty vampires from Eastern Europe. Okay, that's that's right. You nailed it. Yeah. That's the thing. People from not Roman. Gypsies. Good God, no. people from other countries, not Romania, first thing that think about when it's the Dracula and vampires. But let me tell you that the vampires are more a Hungarian thing than a Romanian thing. The vampires are characters from the Hungarian folklore, more so than Romanians. If you think of the novel that Irish guy wrote, when that guy, the famous guy that wrote about Dracula, wrote that, exactly, that's the guy, J.W.H. Thanks a lot for your feedback. That's an indication that people are listening. No, I didn't forget. I was testing my audience. Dude, come on. I lived in Romania.
We have
I did not forget his name.
Today. That's so cool. We have currently yes. 10 listeners. We currently have 10 listeners.
Okay.
It's a new record for us.
Repeat, please.
What?
How many?
Nothing. But keep
okay.
going.
Okay. I did not forget the name of the writer, but the region of Transylvania was not in Romania when Bram Stoker wrote the novel. It was a part of Hungary, so it was more of a Hungarian thing. There are vampires in the Romanian mythology, but there is another very interesting character or kind not character but kind of being in the Romanian folklore, which is way more interesting than the vampires. Yeah, I will spell that in the prompt for you.
What can it be?
It's a Romanian word. Strigoi.
Strigoi,
exactly. And believe it or not, Bram Stoker, in his deathbed, he died shouting the word Strigoi, Strigoi. Not vampire, not Dracula, not kill me, the pain is unbearable. No, it was Strigoi, Strigoi. I swear to God. The author of the novel Dracula died uttering the word Strigoi, Strigoi. So way more interesting than the vampires that everybody knows about, the Dracula, for instance.
What is Strigoi?
Well, if you ask a modern Romanian about Strigoi, the modern Romanians think that the Strigoi are more or less a ghost. Oh no! It's not a gypsy. A nurse, have that racist dude removed. So it's kind of a ghost. But if you dig a little deeper, Strigoi is more or less a generic term that refers to anyone who comes back from the great beyond. So
from
it can be
beyond.
Straight beyond, from the death.
From the death.
From among the dead. Yeah, the great beyond is where the great beyond is where the dead people.
That's what ghost means, isn't it?
Yeah, but there are other kinds of beings that can come back from the great beyond. So originally the Romanian Strigoi was more like a zombie than a ghost.
Right.
Yeah. So the original Strigoi was a dead person that was buried, that had started to rot, and that, for some reason, came back. Yeah. There is a very widespread belief in Romania and in Eastern Europe that dead people can somehow easily come back. So you can find in rural areas things like burials with people with their heads chopped off and between their legs, for example, or with the famous how do you say that in. You kill a vampire in the heart. I forgot the term for that. If you can, please remind me of the... Oh, how the heck? yeah. Kind of. So because Romanians or Aztec, thank you very much, Aztec. You can find in Romania and Bulgaria tombs with people, dead people with a stake in the heart. Thanks a lot, Snowdusk. For example,
the best way to kill a vampire.
Is it? So from that zombie, still going to the vampire, there is just one single step, one short step. So I find the the Strigoi a lot more interesting than the vampire, and it is a lot more Romanian. It's a lot Romanian-er than a vampire. Is Gascon thanking Snowdust for stabbing dead Romanians in the heart with stick? people, you're so funny. So that is the interesting thing I would like you to keep in mind, to retain from this presentation, the famous Strigoi. And there was a recent movie, I think it is a Canadian movie, I might be wrong, called Strigoi, which was shot in Romania with Romanian actors. Very bad movie in my opinion. But that portrays the Strigoi in their original form. Because, I repeat, ask a modern Romanian what a Strigoi is, he will say it's something like a ghost. Those transparent, hazy, floating beings that we'll know from movies and cartoons and Scooby-Doo and things like that. But the original Strigoi was a dead person, a body, a tangible body, corpse that comes back from the great beyond. Any questions? Questions? Mateus?
The legend.
Please.
You can kill a vampire with a chop.
A silver bullet.
Yes. Where does it came from?
I have no idea. I'm not an expert in vampires at all. No, or on Strigois. The problem is that you have to know a little about vampires and Dracula if you lived in Romania, because I have to say, Romanians are a little fed up with those Dracula and vampire things that foreigners know about, because you people, or we people, I'm not a Romanian, we people reduce the Romanian folklore and mythology to the vampires, and especially to the famous Dracula. So real Romanians, people from there, they're a great deal fed up with that. That was a deal. I am monopolizing. If you don't like it, I'm joking. I was talking to the boy before the show, and we kind of agreed upon these conditions. I will do the talking, he will do the working. I warned the kid I would be monopolizing, and I kind of am. So fair boy, you want to take the mic?
No, keep going.
Okay. Anyway, so that concerning the Romanian folklore, So I would like to go now to the other half of the topic, which is the Gascon mythology, because I once thought that it's very interesting how anyone of us can name a real lot of creatures, of mythological beings, which are not ours at all. For example, an angel. Who the heck does not know what an angel is? But if you think about it, it is a Hebrew thing. It pertains to Hebrew mythology, history, whatever. And not all of us are Hebrew and Jewish. So it does not belong, for example, to my people's mythology. And I said an angel, but you can easily say a lot more creatures, so to speak. So when I first learned about the Gascon mythological beings, I was amazed, because there's an entire pantheon, I think it's called, of beings, gods, goddesses, creatures, elves, fairies, leprechauns, each with his or her specific name, their specific features and characteristics. So I have an alphabetical list, so I will look for them in alphabetical order, and I will explain a little about them. So there are a lot of gods, if I can say that, in the I was going to say in the Gascon mythology, but no, that would not be exact, because now I'm referring to the ancient Aquitanian religion, which is very little known, because only lists of names of gods made it to our days. So they can be assimilated to Basque gods or to Gaulish gods. So, broadly speaking, I will refer to Pyrenean, let's say, gods. For example, in the ancient Aquitanian religion, there was the god Abellio, which is more like assimilated to the Belen from the Gaulish religion, which was the sun god. Yeah, that was a polytheistic society, and there just had to be a sun god, right? What polytheistic religion does not have a sun god, right? Are you listening?
Hey, I'm here. I'm listening.
Okay. yeah, fantastic. That was... I'm looking through my list, which is... Okay. Just let me... look for some... there are names and names of gods which are not so interesting. Interesting. This one is common in, or was common in medieval Europe, not only in France or not only in Gascony, the Basilic. Basilic in Gascon. I think in Spanish it is the Basilisco, which was...
Basilisco.
Yeah.
I think I saw something like that in Harry Potter.
it's very possible. Yeah, that's not that specific. So
the big snake. People don't remember. Have you ever seen
okay,
some of the movies or the books?
Yes. Yeah. If you look at
in the Brazilian picture, version, at least Basilisco was that big snake at the end of the second movie.
Oh, really?
Isn't it the same on other countries? I'm not sure.
Okay. It must be the same or a variation thereof. Yes.
But what is?
If you look at
what is a basilisco?
Well, it's a small animal with the body of a mammal, but a human head, and he bears a crown. And if you look at him in the face, you get petrified. You become of stone.
What's the point of becoming petrified? Like, we see that in Medusa and Rick
Kutcher.
Why is that so amazing at all? I'm not sure. I never really understood the point of becoming petrified. How can living matter can become something like a rock? This is never really made. Yes, I know it's folklore. It's okay, but there must be things more impressive, like more creative things. Oh, keep going, Essen.
But you're right. I think I understand your lack of surprise, or because you said that in the Greek, the famous Greek mythology. By the way, every one of us can name a lot of names from the Greek mythology, but not anyone can name some of their own mythology. Anyway, that's really not that impressive or original. Oh, here I have a very specific Gascon monster. Its name is the Becut. Gascons have the famous and horrible U sound, common to French and other languages. Becut. What the hell is a Becut? It's a cyclops, a man eating cyclops from the Pyrenees, which has a deformed mouth because has one of his lips overdeveloped. His mouth is lopsided. He lives alone. He gets away from society. It's like an ugly, deformed ogre. I read about this Becut. It is used a lot as, and this is one of my main points, the main bullets of these presentations. Get ready for this. It is used a lot as a boogeyman. Yes, I wanted to mention the boogeyman towards the end of the show because it will be central, crucial for this presentation, for this show, so to speak. Because Gascons have a lot of different boogeymen, who the heck knows? Are you listening to the...
What the heck is a boogeyman?
Boogeyman, okay. The boogeyman is any kind of being, creature, who parents use to scare children. The boogerman, that's fantastic, the boogerman. In Portuguese, it is o homem do saco.
No. We call it bicho papão.
No, that can't be real.
Yeah. He eats children. He is
he is under the beds of children who does not do the homework. He is the bishop.
Okay.
That's how we call him.
Bishop.
Yeah.
It's Boogeyman. Gaskin was joking. Of course, I knew that, Snowdusk. It's Boogeyman. I'm not that dumb, duh. Nah, I'm joking. I wanted to introduce the concept of Boogeyman later on, but since we mentioned it, I have to say, in the Gascon mythology, there are a real lot of boogeymen. So, if I can mention some other things from my alphabetical list, gods with... Here we have a very interesting one. He is another boogeyman as well. His name is, in Gascon, Camo Crudo. In French, it is translated as Jambe Creuse. It is a mythological character from the Pyrenees, which is a giant chopped off leg, with one eye in the place of the knee. So, once again, the other monster we saw was a cyclops. So is this one. So it's a mythological character from the Pyrenees, which is a giant chopped off leg with one eye in the place of the knee.
Well,
this
that reminds us of no game. It's Resident Evil 2 for PlayStation 1. Never played that, but maybe some of the listeners will remember. A monster, the final boss, has a big eye in his shoulders. It's interesting how people are always with this, I don't know, this thing with eyes. What's the point of that? Oh, eyes in the shoulders, eyes in the knees. Oh, one single eye.
One eye.
Man, you need to have two eyes if you want to see in 3D.
Yeah.
How would a cyclops watch a movie? That's racist, man. It's 3D technology in movie theaters. It's racist. I have a friend. He can't see in the two eyes. He is blind in one of his eyes. And when I first met him, I asked him, have you ever seen a movie in 3D? He's apparently don't seem to be blind in one of his eyes. And he told, I was a bit shy after he told me that he couldn't see in one of his eyes.
People with one single eye have a lot of problem with the depth perception.
Yeah.
They can't put a key in the door in the I forgot the name. I told you that I would struggle with English.
Basically, a monster with a single eye wouldn't be so fantastic. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe if he had three eyes or more, maybe that would be a real more monster-like.
Yeah. Well, in that case, ask a Hindu. they have many-eyed, many-armed monsters, gods. What's the difference? Anyway.
Yeah. It's the same.
Is it not? Anyway, this guy by the name of Camo Crudo is a real son of a bitch. Or, actually, the assholes are the parents that scare the poor children with this monster. The assholes are the parents that made up this guy, because what this guy does is he chases children from valley to valley remember that's a mountainous region, from valley to valley, until the poor children die out of the effort, the physical effort. That's awful. That's terrifying.
Oh my God.
Imagine telling that your children.
That's quite awful, man.
That's horrible. That's horrible. So somebody should be sued for that. That can't be. Don't you agree?
Yeah.
Our listeners, blink and kick you to death. He chases you to the death. Oh, I think we have a caller. Oh yeah.
You have a caller.
We have a caller. Can you hear it? Can you hear the?
No.
Mateus, can you hear him?
No.
Okay. What's your name? George. His name is George. Where are you calling, George? Yeah. George. Oh, from Nebraska. Okay, fantastic. Are you sure you're not listening? You don't hear anything? Oh, it's a pity. Anyway, I will repeat what.
Okay.
It's a pity. Well, George wants to know if there are courts in where? Oh, in France, of course, to sue people who scare children with cama crudo. George, thanks for your call. I will try to. Oh, don't call me a son of a bitch. I did not invent that character. Oh no! You wait for our. We will see what we can do. Mateus.
Hey.
We now have to find out if we can sue people for scaring children with this kind of boogeyman. So for next show, you will come back with a list of local. Courts from all the villages in the Pyrenees,
okay,
where we might sue people for that. If you agree,
yeah, I totally agree
with that, man. Are you sure you couldn't hear the
no,
George? That's a pity. Our listeners, anyone heard? George, Petey Boy, Mush Mouth, Snow Dusk,
Mush Mouth,
Pyrenean Boogeyman, JWH.
Hey.
Yeah, that's a pity. Well, let me look for another one. Bekut, I told. There's one more. This is a fantastic being from the Barus Valley. His name is the Camuchesh. Camuchesh. Which is, yes. Well, this one has the form of a great...
please don't say penis. Please don't say that.
Don't say what?
Nothing.
The English word doesn't come to me right now.
But maybe I
remolino in Spanish.
What? Say
remolino.
No.
I know. No. Be one. No. I wish. No. A whirl, if that's correct. Whirl. W.
What?
H. I. R. L. A whirl. Whirl. Who as well chases kids from valley to valley. Yep.
Oh.
Those are not nice people.
Really not.
Okay, Gascons have as well the Dauno Daigo, literally the woman of the water, which is a small fairy that lives in small streams, small rivers, or in caves, or in abysses? Who the heck knows? Abysses.
Oh, I know.
Yeah,
I know what you're saying, but I don't know that in English, so... whatever.
Yeah, kind of fairy. There are many fairies. Here I found another one. Draga. In Gascon, Draga is another kind of fairy. She lives as well in streams or rivers. This one can have children. It's curious that the different kinds of fairies in Gascon mythology are classified in barren and not barren. Those who can have children or not. Amazing. So, yes. Some can, some can't. The draga, which is a female, can have a male companion. In that case, his name is Dragot. Very interesting. Let me look for others. There are a lot of names of gods, but that's a little more boring. There is the generic term father, related to the French fée, to the English fairy or fée, or to the Spanish hada, which means fairy, of course. The father can have children.
Can't?
Can. She can. She can. Yeah.
Can have children with not a fairy.
I don't know. Go ask them.
Okay.
go to France and
I missed
ask them.
The opportunity to do that when I don't have any teeth to change it anymore. To put it under the pillow, so I never meet a fairy again, and I'm not so young anymore. Are you
okay?
Are you
listen there? To this. So,
hi. Yep.
Can I?
Yeah.
There are some kinds of fairies that can have children, some who can't. So the children of the fairies are called hadets. Those are the sons. It's a masculine term. It's they're the males. They're the sons of a fairy. But what is interesting about them is that they can be raised by humans. In case a human raises a hadet, the hadet reveals to the human secrets relating to the daily life. Whenever he can, he runs away to go back to his mother. But he does so just before he reveals the most important secret. What do you think about that? That's playing with the people's sentiments, feelings. Yeah.
Pretty deep.
That's not nice. No. That is not nice. Because
it's not easy to
catch the son of a fairy. It's not easy to catch a hadet. You caught it. You raised it, or him. He starts to reveal all the important secrets about life, the meaning of life. Why are we here? Where are we going? But the son of a bitch runs away just before he reveals to you the most important secrets of all. Now, that's not right. That's not right. That's just not nice.
No.
It's not. So, gods. There are a lot of sun related gods or fire related gods, because in the Pyrenees fire makes part of the it's a core part of the beliefs. If you remember, the name of the mountains Pyrenees comes from the Greek. We don't know what name local people gave to their mountains. It was the Greek people who named the mountains, and Pyrenees comes from Pyr in Greek, which means fire, the fire mountains, so to speak. So there are a lot of and on the 21st of June, which is the most important day of the year for the in southern France, and in every valley and every village they have very picturesque celebrations, always involving fire, big bonfires. So they have a lot of gods relating to
burning
fire, or to or to a lot, a real lot. So I'm skipping names of gods and I can okay fantastic. Here we have one of the most listen to this. I think I found a beautiful coincidence, a hidden symmetry of the universe. Whoa. Because we are close to the end. We are close to the, aren't we? In 10, 12
about,
minutes?
Yeah, 12 minutes, yes.
We're over, yeah. So, and I could not introduce to my grandmother, to the listeners. What a pity.
Well, maybe you can.
Next week, Grandma, next week, be patient.
Okay.
Shut the hell up, Grandma. Jeez. And to come back a little.
Yeah.
To last week's topic, which was butts and feces, I found a great connection with that topic today. The next mythological being I want to talk about is the Magot.
Magot.
M-A-G-O-T.
Okay.
Magot.
Magot.
That is an animal. People can catch him and lock him in a box.
And?
So, if you catch and lock a Magot, that mythological animal will shit one coin of gold, one golden coin.
Golden coin?
A golden coin each morning.
And?
Each morning, that bitch will shit a golden coin just for you. So, this fictional character is used to explain when a neighbor, when somebody gets rich fast, do you understand? In an unexpected way, you don't know where your neighbor, that bastard, could have.
Well, here in Brazil, we have money trees. Do they work? You can?
Really?
Yeah. I was trying to get some seeds of money trees, but it turned out that they really don't exist.
Okay.
I was searching for money seeds on eBay, but I only found dollar money seeds. And, well, I want real money seeds, man. I live in Brazil.
Okay.
Real. Okay. Oh, I translated reais
which is the money currency in Brazil. And it translates into English, it would mean real. What the fuck, now that I realize that our money is real. What the fuck? Hey, keep going, Aston.
Fantastic, fantastic. Well, I'm looking for another one. There are a lot. Oof, there's one which is exactly from the valley of my neighbor, the valley of my ancestors. His name is Cuate Wells. Cuate Wells means four eyes.
Oh, that one.
So, finally, that one. Finally, we have.
One must. The
sport one.
Must look in four dimensions, maybe. Four eyes?
Yeah.
What can you do with four eyes? Okay.
Yeah.
What? Oh, Snowdus is asking me if there are mythical creatures in Brazil. We have Curupira, which is a red-haired boy, and with his feet turned to his backs. I don't know the best way to describe him. We have a lot of little boys in Brazilian folklore that do wrong things. And most of this folklore came from the Tupi-Guarani, which is a native from Brazil. We have like Boitatá, which is a snake made up with fire who burns the forest. You know when you see something like nevoeiro, Gaston? Help me translate in me.
Nevoeiro? I don't know.
Nevoeiro, fog. It's fog. Isn't fog? Yeah. You see fog in Jocum. Old people say that it is somebody cooking in the jungle, the Homem do Mato, which means the man of the jungle. Yeah.
Okay.
Jungle man.
Ah, fantastic.
Well, they have this kind of thing, but it's not such a rich culture, such a rich folklore as it in other countries, because it just came from native people who live here, and we really don't talk about this too much, but it exists.
I'm positive if you dig a little more, you will find you will find a lot more interesting things about your local Brazilian folklore, because it's impossible. There has to be a lot of things to So I would like to end with a very interesting observation, and I don't know if you can hear to my grandma, because I live in an apartment in Spain. I'm broadcasting from Spain, and Pity Boy, Snowdusk, JWH, can you listen to an old banshee who is speaking loud here? Okay, I think they're not paying that much attention to us right
just
now.
Just tell me something.
Wait a minute, Grandma.
You're 41 years old. How old must be your grandma?
42.
42?
42. Yeah. Oh yeah, you will not believe it. 90 years old lady, on her wheelchair, who is nagging me all the time. Grandma, shut the hell up! I will take the trash out. Leave me alone. I'm busy. Jesus Christ, dude! This old hag is unbearable. Next week, Grandma, I will introduce you to the boys next week. Is it okay with you, Grandma? Okay, go back to your cage. Thank you. So I would like to end today with a very interesting observation. I talked about the boogeyman. I talked about Romanian mythology. I mentioned some, not all, some of the characters in the Gascon mythology. But there is one generic term for boogeyman in Gascon, and another generic term for boogeyman in Romanian. I will type that for you in the chat prompt. So,
Babau.
Babau. Yes.
Who's Babau?
How the hell can you have the very same word in Romanian and in Gascon as a generic term for Babau, for boogeyman, the word Babau? To me, that's unbelievable. But that is not all. And I am very aware that we are running out of time. So I will play with the idea that the show could be cut off suddenly, abruptly. So
yeah, that the listeners, we still have 2 minutes, man.
Tune in.
Keep going, man.
Next time. Oh, okay. 2 minutes.
Yeah.
So I will try to this is not all. How the hell can you explain that this strange word Babau exists in Romanian and in Gascon, meaning boogeyman? And that is not all. Listen carefully. I found out that in a remote Italian dialect they have the same word for the boogeyman, Babau. Not in regular Italian, as you know, Italian is fragmented in a lot of different dialects. So in one Italian dialect, they have the word Babau for the boogeyman. And this is not all. In the Ukrainian steppes, they use the same word Babau for boogeyman. So, there are 4 very interesting regions in Europe, unconnected, except for possibly one thing, that share the name of the boogeyman in spite of everything, in spite of culture, race, history, climate, etc. And the reason why, nobody knows. I have my own hypothesis, my theory, and perhaps next time I will tell you about that. For the moment, it's a mystery. 4 distant, different regions in Europe use the same word for the boogeyman.
Is. Yeah.
Okay.
So, 30 seconds left.
Give me a minute, Grandma.
Oh.
Jesus Christ.
Not a minute, man. 20 seconds. It's time to say goodbye.
Okay. Well, Mateusz, thank you very much for your assistance, your patience. Thanks to all the listeners
patience.
And see you next week. Goodbye.
Yeah. See you next Wednesday, 22,000 UTC. Bye.
Great.